It's surprising how many people who've lived here for 60 years have no idea it's there. And of course newcomers also have no idea. But on the same token, there are lots of people who learnt to swim in the canal. They remember the wherries going up and down and the mills working. A lot of people I've met have worked in the mills.
And obviously it is still there, parts of it still there. What have you done to restore it?
It is all still there, apart from it's not navigable in a lot of places.
And so what can people see there now?
It varies. In the lower end, below Honing Lock, is just a clogged up stretch of water.
But you do have parts that you can show off.
Yes, indeed. From Ebridge Mill Pond and Ebridge Mill, Ebridge Lock, you can take a boat, as someone did yesterday, from Ebridge Mill Pond up to Spar Common. It's Bacton Wood Lock. It is open as well between the Swayfield Locks, which are above Swayfield Road Bridge. A canoe has been seen going down there towards and about Pigney's Wood.
So what are you going to be showing off this weekend?
Oh, this weekend, well, there'll be photographs of the old and the new and as it was in its decrepit state, as it were. Plans of what we're going to do, plans of what we hope to do. And also, of course, there'll be canoes there. The canoe man from Wroxham will be there. We will have information tents there. And people can get a map of what is available on the canal. And hopefully people will get on the canal either in a canoe or on our own trust boats.